This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We see the ramping up the second wave of lockdown. Reuters is very excited about the fact that Democrat states like California, North Carolina, Democrat-controlled by Democrat governors, and a string of U.S. cities like Democrat-controlled Austin are mandating mandatory mask use. They say it's to get a grip on spiraling coronavirus cases, and they don't want to worry about we're going to put aside, as Reuters says, putting aside concerns about individual rights. That's right. Putting aside concerns about the Constitution, because, you know, we just had the Supreme Court justices say, we don't really care. We have things that are more important than what the law says. We don't care what the Constitution says about any of this stuff. And it's also unpopular, but they don't care about that either. A growing number are adopting CDC guidance that masks are essential now. They're essential now. They were telling us at the beginning of this that, you don't have to have a mask. As a matter of fact, it's gonna make things worse, which a lot of doctors believe. You know, different doctors have different opinions about different treatments, different drugs, about masks and so forth. And you should be able to make up your own mind. You should be able to determine if we have a free country. Is it a free country? You know, it used to be something we said when I was growing up. Well, hey, man, you know, do you mind if I do? Well, it's a free country. When's the last time you heard anybody say that? Nobody says that anymore. Everybody knows America is not a free country. Or don't make a federal case out of it. Everything is a federal case now. It's not free because we've made everything a federal case. But people are starting to catch on as to what's going on. For example, in Spain, one of the places where they have been locked down the hardest, there is now, we got an article on Infowars.com. Spain activists launch grassroots uprising against the false pandemic and the tyranny that is being ushered in based on that. Spanish authorities recently announced face masks and social distancing protocols remain mandatory until, guess what? They've got an effective vaccine. What a surprise. Told you that was a process. And you know why they're pushing the masks so hard now? And, of course, they say, well, until we have an effective therapy. But when you have an effective therapy, they will do everything they can with the propaganda press to cover it up or to push back against it. They don't want you to hear about intravenous vitamin C. They don't want you to know about zinc and hydroxychloroquine. They fudge research papers, even to the extent that The Lancet had to pull it back to attack hydroxychloroquine. They come after Trump for talking about it. Said he's poisoning people, he's killing people by talking about hydroxychloroquine. No, they're the ones who are killing people. When they come up with a steroid that could be used to help people who are already in advanced respiratory distress. No. We're not going to talk about that either. We're certainly not going to talk about stem cells from umbilical cords, because we've got to keep a lid on that. The FDA has pushed really hard against using your own stem cells. The FDA has never regulated you using biologics, your own biologics, not even biologics from somebody else, but your own biologic. You take stem cells out of a fat. They withdraw some fat from your body, put it in a centrifuge to get the stem cells, and then inject it back into your own body. And the FDA says you can't do that. You smell something fishy here? It's because they want to be able to patent stem cells from aborted fetuses. But you can get stem cells from a lot of different things. The FDA will say, well, you can get stem cells from your own bone marrow. That's a very expensive, very painful process. So they're waiting until they've got something else that they can push against you. But the FDA has never claimed that it had that kind of authority in the past, and now they have just moved into that area. As they're saying, well, you know, because of COVID-19, we've got to stop all buffets and salad bars, too. And they want to make sure, again, the face masks are core, because this is ultimately about the vaccine. They're going to push back against any effective treatment. This is about making sure that you believe that you're not protected unless other people are wearing face masks. Just like you're not going to be protected unless other people are vaccinated. We'll be right back.
to My Patriot Supply, our great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have, hot in the current, to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
All right, so here's the example of how this is a political virus. We have the Wall Street Journal saying early data shows no uptick in COVID-19 transmission from protests. That's the one place you can't get it. And I reported a couple of weeks ago on the morning show, again, my show precedes this one, Monday through Friday. I talked about NPR, and they ranked 12 or 15 different activities that you could do. And you know the one, there were two of them. That were high risk. And one of them was going to church. It was higher risk than going to a nightclub. And so make sure you don't go to church. Because you're going to get sick if you go to church. You're going to get sick if you go to a Trump rally. But if you go to a protest, you're okay. And I guess maybe it's because, you know, the arson kills the the virus, burns it up, right? As you're burning down the buildings, you're going to be fine. Early coronavirus testing data from a handful of U.S. cities and states suggests recent protests against racial injustice haven't led to a marked uptick in new cases. And again, it's not, you're not getting an uptick anywhere with this. What they do to keep this going is they're showing you now the total number of people who died, according to the CDC. And these, as we've talked about many times in the past, did you die from coronavirus? Did you die with coronavirus? Did you even test to see if they had coronavirus? No. We will just go by the CDC statistics, and we'll keep bumping that number up forever. Cuomo, meanwhile, says, I wouldn't even allow a large political rally in New York. Oh, yeah, Trump's got this rally coming up in Tulsa tomorrow, so you know, he's upset about that. Because you know the protests are not political rallies at all, right? You understand that. They're not political rallies at all. And the Tulsa people are not happy about this either. They say, we haven't gotten a plan about how the Trump people are going to keep people safe at this rally. Let me tell you how you keep people safe. You respect their individual liberty. You respect the Constitution. And you tell them what you think and then leave it up to them to make those choices. If you take away people's informed choices, if you interject yourself into the doctor-patient relationship, into the parent-child relationship in order to force certain medical treatments or to prohibit people from having medical treatments that they want, like their own stem cells. This is nothing but medical tyranny, folks. So when you look at the way the propaganda press is spinning this, AP says, Gallup poll shows, Americans are not buying White House spin on the coronavirus. Vice President Pence says the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic is a cause for celebration. But a new poll finds more than half Americans calling it fair or poor. So now the question is, do they ask people, did you want the government to do more or less? Because quite frankly, I would rank what the White House and what governors have done, Democrat and Republican, because if you lock down half of our freedoms here, we're still not free. But I would rank all of our government officials as poor, because I think they did too much. But that's not the way they're reading this. They're saying, well, he didn't do enough. We're not happy with this. So it doesn't matter whether you think that they went too far or not far enough. Oh, well, the Gallup poll is going to say everybody disagrees with the White House because it is about nothing but politics. Coronavirus cases are spiking, says CBS, and experts in Florida say it's got all the markings of the next epicenter. And again, this is why they want to do this, and this is why the officials in Key West have said, well, we're going to extend this until June of 2021. They have no idea why they have to do it for another year, but hey, just another year. And remember, from the very beginning, we were talking about how this was their goal, how they had to be opposed, not just fired, but they had to be opposed. Their lies had to be deconstructed with people who have told us the truth from the very beginning, from before it began. Because their agenda is to lock us down and to keep us locked down because it is to tear this country apart. You know, when I look at what people have been saying, even before this began, months before this began, you had people talking about the fourth turning like I've been saying. We are accelerating towards a climax. The anti-lockdown protesters could become violent if the U.S. revives quarantine measures. This was 2 days before they took the George Floyd death and used that to do that very thing. They already knew that the conditions were ripe. They knew that we were at a point in generational history where there was going to be some kind of a change. We can either have a freer society, or we can have a society with that is far more authoritarian and locked down. And so they put their own plandemic in place. And as they locked us down, this is why I'm talking about this, because, you know, when you go back, you want to talk about Chazistan, East and West Chazistan, Seattle and Minneapolis. You can talk about that, but understand the root of that is this lockdown that was put in place based on Fauci and the CDC. And the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, was warning. They said, hey, protesters could get violent if the U.S. revives quarantine measures because they've had it at this point. So what did they do? Well, they engineered they cherry-picked an incident and made it all about race. And people were ready to fight at that point in time. Now you've got, in the Washington Examiner, they're saying people would be crushed by a second coronavirus wave, say psychologists. I think a second wave would be devastating for a lot of people, said a professor of psychology at the University of Connecticut, Dr. Crystal Park. There is a sense that we've been through a really terrible, traumatic time, and we're now in a phase of reopening and recovery. So that's why they have to push it right now. That's why they had to push the George Floyd thing. They get everybody, they wait until the moment is right in history, and then they push the pandemic. Then after they've got everybody locked down for 3 months, they create a race war scenario. And then they add to it, they bring back the pandemic. They push the pause button, and now they're going to reaccelerate it. An article on Zero Hedge from the American Institute for Economic Research says, spike? What spike? Hospitalization data shows no indication of a second wave, but you wouldn't know that if you look at the mainstream press. Everywhere they're telling everybody, we got to take more drastic measures now. We're going to have mandatory masks now. We're not going to allow you to get out from under our thumb. And as you look at Fox News, alarm as vaccine foes and anti-mask activists target public health officials. Oh, yeah. We're the bad guys. They usurp their authority. An alliance of anti-vaccine activists and those protesting California's coronavirus-related restrictions are alarming public health officials. Our dictators, our new doctators, the people who will shut us down at will and keep us locked down for another year if they feel like it. They just did that in Key West. Everywhere in California, mass protesters have called for similar rallies outside the homes of public health officers. See, we shouldn't be allowed to protest these. It's wonderful if we protest the police. It's wonderful if we protest and burn in the name of racism. But hey, if they're going to lock you down and enslave you arbitrarily, these unelected officials, don't you dare show up and protest them. And we saw this in Michigan with Whitmer. Furious that people would show up in their cars with their windows rolled up and honk their horns in protest. Oh, that's horrible. And yet they could come out and protest cheek to cheek. You'd have the police officers take off their masks and do selfies with people. And that's wonderful. Yeah, customers are reportedly having tantrums over wearing masks, writes the Detroit News. Yeah, I think the best headline I've seen is tear down this plexiglass, paraphrasing Ronald Reagan. I'll just say that, Mr. President, tear down this plexiglass. You're allowing these people to destroy this country, and they're going to destroy your chances of re-election as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Mr. President, tear down this plexiglass. There's a great article from American Institute for Economic Research. A guy talking about his experiences at the gym that he used to attend before the lockdown 3 months ago. He said, on Monday, June 16th, I was finally given government permission to return to the gymnasium I'd been affiliated with for over two decades. He goes, I like it. He goes, I go for the people. The desk staff knows me pretty well. They like that I usually come in with some kind of a quirky remark that generates a chuckle or two. Every time I enter, my goal is to get them to laugh, and there's always some chit-chat. Each day, I find out a little bit more about them, and they discover a little bit more about me, where they went the night before, and what muscles are aching on me today. But he said, now, however, there is plexiglass. When I arrived on Monday, the first time back in at least 14 weeks, I had to go first to a check-in tent just outside the doors. There, I had to sign a waiver about the coronavirus. I had to answer a set of questions about any symptoms that I might have, then get my temperature taken remotely by a gentleman with a mask and one of those thermal scanners. Once I passed that gauntlet, I could walk through the doors that were propped open so I didn't have to touch the handle. In the lobby, I was shocked to see that the main desk now had giant sheets of plexiglass in front of the two stations where the staff usually stands and hands out towels. It looked odd. We were not allowed to get towels, let alone shower there. I have to bring my own small sweat rags. And then there's that plexiglass. Everything felt different because of the plexiglass. Back in the old days of the West, banks would have steel bars that separate them from the customers. This was done to make it more difficult to jump over the counter and rob the bank. Because in a world of transient individuals and many strangers passing through, you never knew who to trust. In crime-ridden areas today, metal bars and thick plexiglass separate customers from staff in pawn shops and check cashing facilities and liquor stores and places that are targets for robbery. Places where trust between individuals is unfortunately low. Such a lack of trust is not good for the economy. And he says metal bars and plexiglass cases also breed distrust and damage our willingness to exchange and to interact with each other. And, of course, there's also the mask. You can't see people's expressions. You know, one psychologist said it's not just the frustration of being locked down and then told suddenly, well, you can go out if you'll protest or riot or attack white people. He said it's also the fact that it's accelerated the misunderstanding between people. How do you read somebody else? How do you read their intentions when you get out on the street in a protest when you can't see people's, most of their faces covered up? It accelerates that. He said, now plexiglass is everywhere. Suburban grocery stores, small town restaurants, gymnasiums. It's good for the plexiglass manufacturers, but it's bad for us. And let me tell you what it's really bad for. It's bad for small businesses. You think that business is going to stay in business? What they're doing is they're turning America into East Germany. That's why I said it's a perfect title. He didn't make that comparison, but yeah. President Trump, tear down this plexiglass wall. You didn't build a wall at the border, but boy, we've got walls everywhere between each other now within this country. They have locked us down. In East Germany, it wasn't just the Stasi snitch society, where everybody was keeping notes on everybody else. And I've talked about this, the diary, as they started looking at what the people in East Germany were doing to each other. One American who went to East Germany, because she liked these Antifa Marxists, she loved communism, and she wanted to get as much of it as she could, so she went to the heart of it in East Germany. She went there to go to school, and she met an East German and married him. Now, that made him suspicious to them. And so, to her surprise, she found out decades later, as people were going through the records of Stasi, she found out that she and her husband were the focus of suspicion by the East Germans. And to her consternation, she found out that many of their closest friends had been informants for the Stasi as well. It didn't put her off of her love of communism, however, you know, because it just hasn't been tried the right way. We always hear that, right? But one of the things that she said that really stuck with me was she said, you would talk to people in East Germany in a private capacity. You know, you're just in an informal setting where they're not working on their job. And she said, they'd just be the nicest people. But then you might go into where this person works in, let's say, a butcher shop. And they're so officious. They have power. It's not just the informants that are everywhere. But it's the fact that when everybody is being bossed around for every little arbitrary reason, then once they get into a position where they are in a shop and you have to go there to use your ration checks or your cash to buy something from that shop, now they've got power over you. It's what we see happening throughout the airline industry and has been happening for a while. Once they put in all kinds of regulations at the airline industry in the wake of 9/11, you saw the airline stewardesses and attendants, the people at the gate, everywhere in the airport, people get officious, don't they? They've got rules and regulations, and you better follow these rules and regulations. I'm telling you what you've got to do. And now with this lockdown, we've seen this being put out everywhere in our society. My wife, who goes to Costco, has noticed, she told me weeks, that she doesn't go anymore. The first 3 weeks, it began to get worse and worse as they started to put in their policies about what people had to do. And they would first just kind of suggest that you should wear a mask, and then they started getting more and more in your face about it. Gave her kind of, you know, she wasn't wearing a mask. She was in line outside the store. Lady stopped right next to her and then doesn't address her directly, but addresses the crowd standing right next to her. And she was the only person in line who was not wearing a mask. For your safety, we would suggest that you wear a mask. And then the next week when she went, so it's kind of oblique, the next week she directly engaged her, told her, you must wear a mask. It's the law. See, this is how America is being turned into East Germany. That aspect, plus the fear aspect that people are afraid to go anywhere. As a matter of fact, it's not just the restaurant industry. You know, they're saying, well, you know, we're going to be allowed to reopen 50-50. And so it basically is a suicide pact, as Reason Magazine points out. These phased reopenings are going to be too little too late. If you're going to open up a restaurant, even here in Texas, our Republican Governor Abbott has graciously allowed us to be half free. Even Austin, you know, the little Marxists here who put on the mandatory stuff. Well, you don't have to wear a mask if you're eating or drinking. Oh, really? I don't? As a matter of fact, you don't have to wear that even on airlines if you're eating a pretzel. But they have instructions on how you can put that emergency mask that drops down out of the top thing there, how you can put that over your temporary mask. That's the insanity we're seeing.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there, and you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Theme song here. Don't know much about history, don't know anything about science and climate change, but oh, we know we love AOC, right? Yeah, Twitter kept badgering my wife to follow AOC and to turn off notifications for me, and then finally they just unfollowed her from me. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at Libertarian, but they may not send you any notifications. You'll have to go there directly. As we're talking about the psychological and political lockdown that's going on now, the plandemic, it enraged a lot of people that movie theater chains are going to be opening in mid-July. AMC Theaters, Regal Cinemas, Cinemark. No, no, you can't do this, they say. One of them, the AMC, announced that they will sell masks, if you want them, for a dollar. But they said employees will be required to wear protective equipment, but you won't. Now, you can wear protective equipment if you wish, but again, this goes back to the psychology of the mask. And as I pointed out the other day, why do they call it an N95? Because it gets 95% of the particles that are 0.3 microns or bigger. The COVID virus is 0.125 microns. Well, they say it's going to catch the
the spit and keep that from happening. Well, doesn't that work then if you've got it in front of your face or whatever? No, no, no. We gotta have every, you're not safe unless I wear a mask. I'm not safe unless you wear a mask. That's Barney science. I love you. You love me. But this is the whole idea behind the vaccine. The vaccines don't work unless everybody gets them. It's not going to protect you unless I get a vaccine. And that's why they're pushing this, because the end game on this is the vaccine. And that's what concerns me so much. President Trump is pouring billions of dollars into vaccine development and vaccine manufacturing and telling them, we're not going to worry about testing. We've got to have this out by the end of the year. Why? Because he wants it for the economy. He doesn't care about the safety or the efficacy or the Constitution or your individual liberty or your informed consent or free choice. None of that is important to these people, Republican or Democrat. It's absolutely reprehensible. And so these people are now calling the CEO of AMC an idiot. He says, I just don't want to get drawn into a political controversy. I'm going to wear it. I think it's a good thing. I think you ought to wear it, but I'm not going to force you to wear it. Oh, but see, we have to. If I think a certain way, you must think that certain way as well, or you're going to be kicked off of social media if you say something different. If you say something that I don't agree with or I don't like, I'm going to kick you off. This whole mask thing is part of the cancel culture. It's about, all of this is about a mandate that is being forced upon us. So as a federalist, so here's the reason why they want to kick them off. Because they say the same sorts of things we say. Americans should never again comply with pandemic lockdown orders. Never comply with orders. I've tweeted this out over and over again. I say, wait, I'm all for medical advice. I'm all ears when it comes to medical advice. I have an open mind when it comes to medical advice. But I don't take orders from any doctor or any politician. I'm sorry, you make this an order? Well, now it's my delight to disobey that order because you don't have the authority to do this. And there are more important things than getting sick. Live free or die. Jobless claims have now totaled 1.5 million. But we were told by the Department of Labor that things improved. And then they said, oh, wait, you know, it would be at least another 3 or 4 points higher if we defined it differently. And I said, before that came out, I said, look, when the government gives you statistics, they're always lying. Whether it's the CDC, they're going to inflate the COVID deaths. If it's the unemployment, if it's the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they're going to lie to make it look better. And every quarter, they will revise the figures. And this is not something that's just the Trump administration. It's always done by them to make every administration look better. They will always revise up the unemployment figures as they release the new ones. They'll revise up the previous one. So the trend always looks good. They always do that. And so we got another 1.5 million people. Take a look at this video that was posted up. We have a problem. This isn't a protest video clip number 2. Roll that as B-roll here, Alta. This isn't a protest. It's not a rally. This is a time lapse, but look at the length of this line here. This is not a protest or rally. This is an 8-hour wait from the back of the line to speak to a state employee about unemployment benefits. About unemployment benefits. And you're seeing this everywhere. You're going to take your job. We're going to shut down your business. But don't worry, we've got a government check coming for you. Except it doesn't show up. It doesn't show up for the businesses. It doesn't show up for the individuals. We have Gretchen Whitmer. The queen of Michigan, and she's confronted by a laid-off health care worker. How do you have all these hospitals going bankrupt during a pandemic? Well, government management, right? That's how you do it. Or maybe it's not a pandemic. But certainly, even in a pandemic, if the government is controlling our health care, it can destroy the jobs of health care workers. So this black man, it looks like he's elderly, at least middle age, maybe a little bit older, confronts Governor Whitmer and says, I haven't received any of my benefits yet. He says, is there any possible way that you could put my name in? Because people are just kind of getting a busy signal, essentially, if they try to get online or they try to call in.
They can't get in because the things are crashing. The system, the sites are crashing. The phones are busy because so many people are trying to get unemployment benefits. But of course, you know, hey, they don't get counted as being unemployed if they can't get on the roll. So he goes, can you get my name in? She said, I'll check on it. Can I buy you a hot dog? There you go. See, that's no problem. A hot dog. Feed a man a hot dog and you fed him for, well, one meal. Let him work for a living and, you know, he can feed himself, right? But no, we're not going to do that. Not going to do that. That's not what America is about anymore. Meanwhile, you got Americans skipping millions of loan payments. Reports the Wall Street Journal, largest increase in skipped payments occurred for student loans. 79 million student loan accounts are in deferment or other relief status by the end at the end of May. Americans have skipped payments on more than 100 million student loans, auto loans, and other forms of debt since the coronavirus hit the U.S. And when we look at what is happening, this so-called relief for small businesses, it is a balloon note. You know, they can give you a loan unless they forgive it completely. You're not going to be able to pay it back. I mean, you're going to be, where are you going to get the money to pay for your current expenses plus catch up on all this stuff? And the same thing is true about these people who have been given deferment off of being kicked out of their apartments. Even if the money shows up, I mean, a lot of people are facing eviction because they, again, like this unemployed worker, they haven't been able to get the checks because we're talking about government here. And even if they are able to get that and get back to work, they may not be able to catch up to this because these are deferments. They're not forgiveness. Now, you can get forgiveness for your business, but that is only if you pay 75% of the money that they give you has to go out in terms of payroll. That's not the way things are typically set up. And the amazing thing about that is that Steve Mnuchin just decided that he would change those numbers by himself. It was 50% when it came out of Congress. Then he just said, no, it's going to be 75%, and put that in. Now they've got, however, a new stimulus package that they're talking about. The president talked it up during the White House roundtable, May 18th. Said, hey, you know, we could cover up to 50% of vacation, up to $4,000 for vacation credit. Is there any end to this? Is there any sanity to this? You got conservatives are saying, hey, we're spending more than we did on the Revolutionary, Civil War, World War I, World War II combined on this stimulus. The entire defense budget is about $650 billion. We spent several trillion already, and they've got gone up to about $10 trillion that they're looking at. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Protesters in Portland topple a statue of George Washington and set it on fire. I show the video clip of that. You can see the statues. They're now destroying them physically, pulling them down, destroying them, and chemically destroying them. Look at that. That is just disgusting. But that's Portland. That is Portland. It's exactly what they do. But it's not just located, not just limited, of course, to what is happening in Portland and Seattle. In Minneapolis, you know, Chazistan, east and west. No, it's worldwide. As I pointed out last week on my program in the morning, I said the Antifa flag goes back to the 1930s in Germany. And I showed a picture of it from the 1930s. I talked about Mark Hall, who I've interviewed a number of times, did a great documentary called Killing Ed. Talks about the worst case example of charter schools, and that is the Fethullah Gulen schools that are affiliated here. There's the picture. And you can see that flag. It hasn't changed a bit. It's funny. You know, these Marxists, they still have the same approach. You know, it's the red flag that follows right there behind the black flag. The black flag of anarchy, and then comes the Marxism right behind it. And as he was pointing out to me when I talked to him, he said, he lived a number of years in Germany, right after the wall fell, right after they took down the plexiglass wall. No, it wasn't plexiglass there. But don't worry, the concrete wall is coming for us as well. If we don't stop this plexiglass wall, you better be able to see through what's coming. But he pointed out that that Antifa was very active as it came over from East Germany, and that it really was a Marxist movement there, always has been, and that is a part of this global movement. You know, we talk about the toxic social media and about the propaganda press.
I think the most amazing thing that I've seen in the last 3 months is how, with complete control over the levers of information, with just a few corporations controlling the internet and social media, another handful, you know, three or four corporations controlling the internet and social media, another three or four corporations controlling everything that you see, both in terms of news and entertainment, they have been able to, in the course of just 3 months, push through two, not one, but two global narratives to control the population in rapid succession. And we're not done yet. They're coming for another wave of it. And when you look at these monuments across the country, I mean, they're coming after Robert the Bruce in Scotland, putting slogans, racist king and so forth. He never saw a black man at the time he was living in Scotland. They're coming after Mahatma Gandhi in the UK. Article we have at InfoWarsStore.com a couple of days ago. London Mayor Khan is setting up a commission to review all landmarks to ensure they comply with diversity. Now political correctness has taken that level from Comrade Sadiq Khan. Why do they bring in these people like Sadiq Khan and Sundar Pichai to control our society? Well, I think you know. That's a rhetorical question. You do know, don't you? You got the London police now. They don't have a problem with Black Lives Matter and tearing down monuments, just like they don't in other places in the United States. But if you have people who show up to protect the monuments, to keep things from being destroyed, keep things from being burned down, then the police have a problem with those people. Just as we saw in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I think that was where the incident happened. You had people show up to protect statues there. They were threatened with people who had weapons, knives, and so forth, but they were open carrying guns. And, you know, of course, they come after the guys who are protecting the monuments. That's what they're doing in the UK as well, coming after Tommy Robinson and his agitators, as the Metropolitan Police put it. Macron, on the other hand, is not going to allow statues to be removed. He says, yes, we will have a discussion about colonialism and the different aspects of that, but we're not going to let you destroy our history. And there's an article on Zero Hedge by Jonathan Turley, A Tale of Two Cities, London and Paris. And you know, it's kind of gone exactly the opposite direction now, right? The time that Dickens did The Tale of Two Cities, it was Paris, of course, that was in the throes of a socialist revolution and where everything was being ripped down and torn up. But now it's just the opposite. As Macron is saying, no, you've got to destroy history. You're not going to destroy monuments, public art. The response in London and Paris, writes Turley, is strikingly different. In this tale of two cities, it's London that seems to be surrendering to the hysteria of the moment. Protesters often faced no intervention in London as they defaced public art. Later, London Mayor Sadiq Khan announced that he would yield to demands to take down statues of imperialist figures, that he would create a commission to review and improve diversity. He said he no longer wanted to see statues and road names and public spaces reflect a bygone era. This is what this was always about. It was not only people replacement, but culture replacement. Everything must be replaced by the new barbarians. As Jonathan Turley points out, as a history nut walking around London, is an overwhelming and inspiring experience to see the response of Sadiq Khan to its destruction. And his plans to remove historical monuments is terribly distressing. It's one of the reasons why Nigel Farage said, these people are like the Taliban. It was a spot-on comment, and it was so spot-on that they immediately removed him from his broadcasting situation, which is a confirmation of what he's talking about. Meanwhile, in Paris, the response has been very different. French President Emmanuel Macron vowed to stand with history to resist efforts to down statues of controversial or colonial-era figures. He said the Republic will not erase any trace or any name from its history. It will not take down any statue. We should look at all of our history together with lucidity. That's right. You look at what is good, you look at what is bad, you debate, but these people just want to destroy. So there you have it. Two cities, one, a profile in courage, as Charles Dickens wrote at the beginning of his novel. Charlie quotes there, it was the best of times, the worst of times. the age of wisdom, and the age of foolishness, the epoch of belief, and the epoch of incredulity. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, and it was the winter of despair. And so as we look at what is coming for us, we understand that they understand. The time is ripe. They have chosen a period in history that they knew the population was ready for a change, and they are going to manipulate the levers of that change to their advantage. And the next step in this is going to be the reimposition of even more controls. And the only way they get away with this is if you allow them to do this. As I pointed out, Neil Howe, one of the guys who, Strauss and Howe, wrote the book, Fourth Turning. They're the ones who took a generational view of history. We talk about millennials. They coined that term. They said in the early 90s, sometime around the mid-2000s, there's going to be a major worldwide economic event. That about 15 years before it happened. Sure enough, we had the Great Recession. They said that will set off a trigger, a turning. Society will be reorganized like it typically is about every 80 years. It's usually accompanied by massive economic distress and usually by war. The previous fourth turning was the Great Depression, World War II. Before that, the Civil War. Before that, the Revolutionary War. And they went back and showed a pattern of history about every 80 years, going back 500 years in American and British history. Pretty well documented. And it's not just Strauss and Howe, as a matter of fact. There's a guy who 10 years ago predicted that 2020 would be the beginning of a civil war. A decade ago, Peter Turchin predicted that 2020 would be mayhem, including widespread civil unrest. He teaches cultural evolution at the University of Connecticut, and in 2010, he predicted in the scholarly journal Nature that America would, quote, suffer a period of major societal upheaval starting about the year 2020. They had no reason to believe I wasn't crazy. He said people didn't understand I wasn't making scientific predictions. I was making scientific predictions and not prophecies. As a scientist, I feel vindicated, but on the other hand, I'm an American. And I have to live through these hard times. Well, you do too. And folks, if you want to keep us here on air and if you want to prepare for your own survival, we now have storable food at the shortest link that we've had at InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for that. Take advantage of the discounts up to 70% off.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.